I adore that because, of course, I love Alphaville, Forever Young. David Guetta with a remix of that. Alison Curtis with you exactly 11:30. Hope everybody's doing really well. Explore with Chris Storr and his Instagram account, 165,000 followers, is stunning. So much work goes into it. He showcases this country better than anybody. He joins me now on the phone line. How are you?
Hi there, Alison. Thanks very much for having me on.
Not at all. I have gone through, I think, all of your videos now at this stage. But just in case there are people out there that don't know about you, just give us a little bit about your own story.
So basically, I call myself kind of self-proclaimed, but I'm your virtual Ireland tour guide. I kind of feel like I'm a bit of a brand ambassador for Ireland, and I really want to showcase all the best parts that we have here in our own island. My background actually isn't anything to do with tour guides or anything to do with anything I have online. I started off in architecture many years ago. It wasn't for me, but whenever COVID hit and everybody else got out and explored Ireland, I did the same. And I got out and I decided to take up painting and seeing how many beautiful places we have on this island. And I thought to myself, I need to share this more than just my paintings. So I started taking a few videos here, there and everywhere and decided to put it online, and people really resonated with it.
Stunning. Like, they're proper productions.
Well, I would like to think proper productions, but it's just me and my camera running about the place by myself. But yeah, definitely.
No, stunning.
It's mad to see,
And you know what? Like, it's funny. I suppose I've lived here now. This year was my over half of my life point. And I have seen so many beautiful parts, especially in the last year with our campaign here with Commissioner Mon in my town. We've been to so many incredible spots, but I still get, like, my breath is still taken away. Like, when we went to Inishturk, like, just the vast beauty of the country is, and you capture it so well on your Instagram account.
This is it, as you say, Inishturk, one of the islands. And I feel like that's a really unexplored part of Ireland, is there islands off the west coast, like, whether that be Aran Islands or Achill Island. There's just so many spots that maybe are well known to some people, but a lot of people still don't know the beauty of the west coast and the islands off the coast of it. It's definitely the next hidden gem people need to explore, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. So on your account, you do 10 best places in Ireland if you love the outdoors. And the reason why we wanted you on today was actually the fact that it's possibly 19 degrees, certainly 18 degrees in parts of the country.
We don't get this often,
Exactly. Often. 10 non-negotiable drives for road trips, best beaches in Ireland. Certainly people are heading that direction as well. Mm-hmm. And 6 experiences in Ireland. Don't involve the pub. But will you, I know it may be an impossible task, but will you talk about some of the most beautiful spots in Ireland, in your opinion?
Well, most beautiful spots, I suppose, would be the national parks. I feel like the Irish national parks aren't really explored enough by enough people. Obviously, it's well known to a good few people, but I didn't know a lot of the national parks up until a few years ago, and the national parks are definitely the ones that people need to head to next. A few of them would be the Wicklow Mountains, so close to Dublin. So many people obviously living in Dublin, it's so handy to them, and there's so many beautiful trails to explore there. And then even out down in Kerry, there's two national parks, a brand new one, which is Kerry Seas, which it can explore, or Killarney, which is very well known and famous. But the national parks, to me, personally, are my favourite places to go to. I mean, they're free, mostly, in Ireland, except for there's a few places you have to park and pay parking, but the national parks are just up there with some of the most beautiful places that I've ever been to. Even in the world, never mind Ireland.
I know, you captured so well. So, Giant's Causeway, the Causeway Cliffs in Antrim, you are very fond of that.
I'm just a little bit biased because I'm an Antrim man myself. So, the Glens of Antrim or the north coast of Antrim are my two absolute favourite places to explore. Like, I know everyone knows the Giant's Causeway. It's world famous, but in the Causeway Coastal Route, it's not just about the Giant's Causeway. There's so many beautiful spots that not everyone knows about. And it's just, I feel like I'm trying to highlight that in my page, but I really would love if people got out and explored the hidden gems along that coastal route, and you'll really see what I'm talking about whenever I say it's not just about the Giant's Causeway up there.
It's stunning. And, like, look, sometimes weather doesn't work in our favour, obviously living on an island and the coast of the ocean. But, I mean, when we do 100%. Get those days, and, like Christopher, the funniest thing for me was a few years ago when we were in lockdown, I was like, oh, I can't go back to Canada. I can't go swimming. I'm like, wait a minute, Alison, you live in an island, for God's sakes. So that was the first time we got into the Irish Sea and explored the coast more. And, I mean, there are pictures friends of mine have posted over the years at beaches that you're like, where is that? Can't be Ireland. It's just so stunning, but it can be, of course.
Even in the bad weather, I think that there's a beauty and a charm to it as well. Like, that wide Atlantic Way really speaks for itself whenever the storms are out. And yes, it might not be beautiful and sunny and tropical, but We only get it a few times, but whenever the storm's right, there's definitely a charm about it.
Yeah, definitely. So have you been to every single county then? I'm imagining that you have been.
I have indeed. I did a big massive road trip last April actually, when there was a bit of good weather, and I decided to go to every one of the 32 counties in one 3-week spell. And I mean, my eyes were definitely opened, and there is some beautiful counties out there that I hadn't been to before. So yeah, it was definitely good to see all 32 of them.
And Chris, what's next then? What's next for you?
What is next? I feel like I've only been exploring really, truly Ireland the past two and a half years, and there's still so much to uncover. I feel like you don't know a place until you really get to know the locals and ask around the locals, or you need to look in the right places. And I feel like I might not have seen every single corner that I need to see. So there's still a lot of Ireland to explore. And also, I would love to branch out. I might be Ireland's brand ambassador, but I'd love to see other countries and all the other places that are yet to explore in my bucket list.
Well, your content is just brilliant. It's amazing. You've sold the country so well. And I'll find an excuse to have you on again. And I've got some suggestions of places to visit as well after we've had our big journey in the last year. Christopher, thank you.
Out again.
Yeah, thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
Bye. Explore with Christopher is the Instagram account. I'll share it on my own at Allison Today FM as well. Now, this is for all the dudes out there. Smooth. Santana, Rob Thomas on Today FM.